Horrock Lodges here, what it says in the papers.
The Irish Independent leads with figures from the Road Safety Authority showing that more than 37,000 people are on their fourth or subsequent learner driving permit. The RSA says it's difficult to say why so many are relying on a permit for so long, but some appear to have no intention of taking a test. Reporting on last night's personal statement in the Dáil by Agriculture Minister Barry Cowan, the paper notes that despite mounting pressure on him to do so, he still hasn't provided an explanation for how he managed to get to the age of 49 without securing a full licence. In her Dáil sketch in the Irish Times, Miriam Lord observes that the new Minister for Agriculture can't be accused of not getting stuck in immediately. Barry Cowan is barely a wet week in his job and already he's up to his oxters in manure. Back in the Independent, John Downing on the Green Party leadership contest informs us that party insiders say Eamon Ryan has a considerable advantage over his challenger Catherine Martin, given the sizeable backing party members gave to entering government. There's a report from Catherine Fegan that a crack team from the US investigating the disappearance of Annie McCarrick now believe that she did not attend Johnny Fox's pub in the Dublin Mountains. New York-based lawyer Michael Griffith, who's part of the team, said their own investigations have established that the sighting of Miss McCarrick in the pub was a case of mistaken identity. According to the Irish News, Queen's University has chartered a jumbo jet to bring hundreds of students from China to Belfast. The university fears a loss of income from its international students would leave a hole in its budget running into millions of pounds. A spokesman for the university said additional flights may be arranged from other countries, depending on demand. Owen English in the Irish Examiner reports that beach parties in East Cork are putting an environmentally sensitive coastal landscape at risk. Broken beer bottles, cigarette butts, disposable barbecues, tents and chairs are among the items being abandoned on beaches in Ballycotton Bay, which supports several species of wintering waterbirds. An Irish language slot on the Late Late Toy Show is among the goals for an ambitious Irish language plan for which the former Sinn Féin MEP Leonie Rida has been hired to oversee. And the announcement by the Labour Party leader Alan Kelly of his new front bench leaves the editorial writer in the Examiner unimpressed. Essentially like pub football on a bleary Sunday morning, anyone who turned up got a game. The Irish Times tells us that Taoiseach Micheál Martin will travel to Northern Ireland tomorrow to meet First Minister Arlene Foster and Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill as the new government seeks to rejuvenate North-South relations. Mr Martin told the paper that he wouldn't be pushing for a border poll, which he believes would be divisive, going on to state his preference for a consensus approach rooted in the Good Friday Agreement. The Herald covers a claim made in the High Court yesterday that a proposed €500 million wastewater treatment plant at Clonshock received planning approval without any meaningful assessment of what comes out at the end of the pipe. A number of local residents are objecting to the development. Homebuyers in the north are having to hand over deposits of over 20% due to the economic impact of coronavirus. That's the top story in the Belfast Telegraph. Summer delayed with woeful weather forecast is the Irish Daily Mirror's headline over a report telling us that another grim day of weather is in store for the country, while the Irish Sun covers a warning that parents who bring their children on summer holidays abroad are jeopardising the reopening of schools. In the Irish Daily Mail, there's a stunning photo taken by Clodagh Blake of a puffin with a mouth full of fish on the Saltee Islands in County Wexford. And "I'd horse a big feed" is the caption on a photo from Leakslip in the Irish Daily Star. The Salmon Leap Inn has converted horse boxes into stylish-looking private booths for outdoor eating. One diner commented that it was the best solution to social distancing that he's seen yet.